It's that time of year when mothers and fathers go back to school to attend routine parent-teacher conferences. But for parents who don't speak English, staying on top of a child's education is anything but routine. Elizabeth Wynn Johnson of the Northwest News Network visited a school in eastern Washington state and reports on the growing role of school interpreters.
On a recent afternoon at Whitman Elementary in Spokane, mother and teacher meet to chat in the first grade classroom. They fold themselves into kid-sized chairs. Teacher Jenna Hollenbeck pulls out a progress report for 8-year-old German Tishenko.
Well, let's get started on German. He is doing a good job at his work habits. In fact, he was very good at listening and following directions.
Учительница рассказывала о том, как он развивается социально и какие он имеет трудовые навыки.
That's interpreter Vera Puzankova, a bilingual specialist employed by the school district. Federal civil rights guidelines direct schools in every state to provide interpreters for parent-teacher conferences. Without Puzankova, Оксана Тишенко wouldn't be having this conversation. Through the interpreter, Mrs. Tishenko says her family recently fled southern Uzbekistan to get away from exploding bombs in nearby Afghanistan.
First of all, it is beautiful. It is a comfortable place to live. And what is more important, it is a safe place to live.
Like much of the U.S., the inland Northwest is becoming increasingly diverse. School hallways in Spokane ring with almost 50 foreign languages: Spanish, Vietnamese, Chinese. Russian, though, is by far the most common. Howard DeLeo oversees English language programs for the district. In his world, to meet the needs of kids, you also have to meet the needs of their parents.
Parents know their children best. They want what's best for their children. If we don't allow them to speak in a language that they're most comfortable with, then we're bordering on doing a disservice to parents if we have the option to provide the first language support.
That gets harder every year. In the Spokane School District, federal and state funding covers only about a third of what it costs to provide this and other services for English language learners. The district makes up the difference.
Sustainable? No. That's why we have a deficit this year in our district, and we'll have a deficit next year in our district.
School districts throughout the nation have ongoing tussles with state lawmakers over this type of partially funded mandate. In the meantime, they get creative. Some schools recruit and train bilingual parents to volunteer as liaisons to bridge cultural and linguistic gaps for those newly arrived. CEO of the National Parent Teacher Association, Warlene Gary, says this is the way of the future.
More people are going to have to pitch in to make this happen. Is it the right way to do things? No. Is it a necessity? Yes. We don't have time to wait until we get every dollar or get every program in place to help parents help their kids.
Back in the classroom, mother of four, Oksana Tishenko, is grateful to have an interpreter by her side as she asks how she can help her son, German, with his homework.
So she's asking your advice, your teacher's advice, how she, as a mother, can assist him with the spelling words.
An 8-year-old's improved spelling is a small victory that takes place in the undersized world of a first-grade classroom.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Whether there will be more small victories will depend on whether creativity picks up where education budgets leave off. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson in Spokane, Washington.